From Fort Worth, Texas, the Jesus Christ Said radio ministry is on the air. Our website, which has email and contact information along with past sermons, is www.jesuschristsaid.com. Now, with today's message about the good news of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, here's evangelist David Perkins.
Thank you, Brother George. In Mark, the 7th chapter, beginning in verse 20, Jesus Christ said, "What comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." The blood-red words of Jesus Christ from the Gospel of Mark, the 7th chapter. Please pray with me. O Heavenly Father, may the words that I say be what you would have me say. May the eyes and the heart and the soul of some be opened to the power that is in your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Welcome to all in the name of Jesus Christ. Welcome. It's so good to be with all of you and talk to you today. Some listen all over America and all over the world on the internet. Welcome in the name of Jesus Christ to you all. Fort Worth has been honored to be the host of the almost 1,000 delegates and 5,000 visitors to the Methodist 2008 General Conference that's been held in Fort Worth for the past 10 days, focused on the theme of Future with Hope, Making Disciples for the Transformation of the World. The conference, which meets once every 4 years, was meeting in Fort Worth for the very first time. The next General Conference of the United Methodist Church will be held in 2012 in Richmond, Virginia. May all of you delegates and visitors have a safe trip home, and Godspeed. And big news, Sophia Grace Porchinski saw the light of day last Sunday afternoon, April 27th, 2008, at 2:40 p.m. Eastern Time. Little Sophie was born in Pennsylvania. Her mother, our daughter Tricia, and father Tim are doing just fine, as is Sophie's two big sisters, Tori and Sarah. Pat and I, the proud grandparents, will be going up there next week, and we'll talk to you more about little Sophie. Sophia Grace. Today's Bible reading comes from the New Testament, the Gospel of John, from the 6th chapter, beginning in verse 1. Now, the Bible says, "After this, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a large crowd was following him because they saw the signs that he was doing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Lifting up his eyes then and seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, 'Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?' He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little.' One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, 'There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they for so many?' Jesus said, 'Have the people sit down.' Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, about 5,000 in number. Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated. So also the fish, as much as they wanted, and when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples, 'Gather up the leftover fragments, that nothing may be lost.' So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they said, 'This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world.'" That's the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000 from the Gospel of John, the 6th chapter. May God's mercy be upon us all, and his life shine in our hearts and in our souls. And Pat tells me that today is National Last Day here in the United States, so I guess I have to start off with a joke, story of the little guy. About 5'1" or so, goes up to the Northwestern forest and applies for a job as a tree cutter. And the big burly boss looks at him and says, well, look, you're kind of a little guy. I mean, you know, where have you worked before? And the little guy said, well, I worked at the Sahara Forest. And the boss said, don't you mean the Sahara Desert? Said, well, yeah, now. All right. Okay, that's enough laughing. Enough laughing. Settle down. As a former WBAP disc jockey, I've had an opportunity to be in so-called show business a little, very little. You can tell my jokes. Well, once I did have my own shot in a movie. In fact, it's a Disney movie. It's a movie called Powder. You may remember it. It came out about 1994 or so. If you look real quick, and I'm saying real quick, about 20 minutes into the movie, you'll see a man playing the neighbor raking some leaves for about 3 or 4 seconds. And that's me. That's me. I'm on the screen all by myself. Anyway, I found acting to be fun. I played the sheriff in To Kill a Mockingbird about 3 or 4 years ago in a local community theater here in North Texas. And acting is acting. I want to point that out to you. Acting is acting. It's not reality. It's just pretending to be something that you really are not. And I got to wondering how many of my brothers and sisters in Christ are like that, just pretending to be something that they really are not, just pretending to be a follower of Jesus Christ when, in fact, you don't do any such thing. Look at our opening quote from what Jesus Christ said today. What comes out of a person is what defiles them. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person. Now, we're Christians, and I know what that famous bumper sticker says, I'm not perfect, just forgiven. I completely agree with it. I'm not perfect, just forgiven. Jesus Christ said that all things come out of us, evil thoughts, they certainly come out of us. Envy, that certainly is something that comes out of us. Pride, now that's a big one. Most people have pride and don't realize it, and that comes out of us. How about slander? That's gossip, you know. There is the sin of commission. That is the doing of the sin, such as gossiping about someone behind their back. That's slandering them. And then there is the sin of omission, where you're in a conversation with someone who's gossiping and you don't gossip, don't even like to gossip, but you don't speak up to the one who is doing the gossiping. Don't say something like, wait a minute. Jesus Christ says that's a sin, what you're doing, gossiping. Please stop it. Not just when I'm around, but if you want to follow Jesus Christ, please stop gossiping. Now, some people don't want to stop their old habits. That's too difficult for them. They think. They don't believe that Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit of God's love will give them the power to stop gossiping or stop any of their sins that Jesus Christ talks about. So, because of their lack of faith in God, they go right on sinning, but all the while keeping a clean face to the world, acting, pretending that they are followers of Jesus Christ. They're what's called Hollywood Christians. I'm not perfect, just forgiven is an act to them, too. They know that they're not perfect, but they go on not doing what Jesus Christ has commanded us to do. Love one another and love your neighbor as yourself. And the hardest of all, for me anyway, is love your enemies. I love what the famous comedian Red Skelton said. You got to love your enemies. After all, you made them. Some people just want to have religion validate their own prejudices. They don't like certain types of folks, and they want the Bible to back them up. They want Jesus Christ to tell them it's okay not to trust someone whose skin is not the same color as theirs, or a different sex, or a different sexual orientation. It makes you feel uncomfortable being around people that are different from you, who think and believe differently from you, who look and act differently from you. And so you have to begin to gossip about them, and you have to say they're delusional and look for backing from the Bible, from your religion. Religion doesn't make people bigots, says Reza Aslan, author of No God But God, A History of Islam. People are bigots, and they use religion to justify their ideology. Religion doesn't make people bigots. People are bigots, and they use religion to justify their ideology. And if you don't believe that statement, listen to this story from two Spartanburg, South Carolina TV stations and the Fox Network News. First, from WSPA Channel 7 in Spartanburg comes this story filed by Elizabeth Owens. The story goes, a sign is causing heated arguments outside of a church in Jonesville, South Carolina. Pastor Roger Byrd of Jonesville Church of God put the sign up, which reads, Obama, Osama, are they brothers? Pastor Byrd says the sign is not meant to be racial or political, but rather to make people think. His name is so close to Osama, I have a feeling he might be Islamic. Therefore, he doesn't recognize Christ, Pastor Byrd said. Barack attends Trinity United Church of Christ in Chicago. Eugenia Foster is offended by the church sign. I'm embarrassed and hurt. I'm surprised a small town like Jonesville still has this separation. It is racial and hatred, Foster said. Pastor Byrd told News Channel 7 he would ask his congregation to vote on whether to keep the sign. They voted unanimously to keep the sign up Sunday night. Jonesville Church of God does not have any African-American members. Fox News reported the story this way. A South Carolina pastor says he was not trying to be political when he posted a sign in front of his church linking Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama and Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. Pastor Roger Byrd said he just wanted to make people think when he put up a sign reading Obama, Osama, are they brothers, in front of the Jonesville Church of God on Thursday. Obama, a Christian, attends Trinity United Church of Christ in Chicago. 15% of respondents to a recent Associated Press Yahoo News poll said they thought the Illinois senator was a Muslim. WYFF-TV reported Monday on its website that Byrd said he wouldn't take the sign down. He said his congregation voted unanimously Sunday to keep it up. The church is part of the Church of God, a Pentecostal denomination based in Cleveland, Tennessee, according to the organization's website. Jonesville is a town of about 1,000 people in northwestern South Carolina. That's the report from Fox News Network. This is embarrassing. This is a sign that would perhaps go in front of the Republican Party headquarters or maybe some union hall, although even they would be embarrassed by a sign like that. To be a follower of Christ and have some of my brothers and sisters in Christ be such gossips and get it so wrong, and then to top it off when their mistake is pointed out, they vote. Ah, how patriotic. They voted democratically and the majority won. The congregation voted, and they won't remove the sign, and in fact won't stop gossiping even when they know they are wrong. So that then it becomes one of the other sins that Jesus Christ said comes from the inside, and that is the sin of pride. They are Christians, and they won't take that sign down, so they're Hollywood Christians. They're acting as Christians. They're pretending to be Christians when, in fact, their actions say otherwise. If they followed Jesus Christ, they'd take down that sign and apologize to Barack Obama and to all the Christians all over the world that have been offended by their actions. I get back to the bumper sticker, I'm not perfect, just forgiven. You may not be perfect, but when you're wrong and know you're wrong in following Jesus Christ, you should quit that path that is taking you away from God right now, not next week or after the presidential elections or when someone you know and doesn't like has lost their job or something bad has happened to someone you don't like and secretly you're glad, or maybe you're out on the freeway and someone wants in and you just can't seem to let that car in. Why? Why is it so important that you win instead of following what Jesus Christ said? We have to go to the Old Testament, to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12 and verse 13 for guidance in how to act as a Christian. The Bible says, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. As Christians, that is our whole duty, to fear God and keep His commandments. Nothing else, just that. No Hollywood acting, just real old-time religion. Fear God and keep His commandments. Jesus Christ had three core commands. Love your neighbor as yourself, love one another, and love your enemies. These three commandments from Jesus Christ are found in the Gospels, the New Testament. Love your neighbor as yourself is found in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 19. Love one another is in the Gospels in John. In John chapter 13, verse 34, Jesus Christ said, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciple, if you have love for one another. And beginning in Luke chapter 6, verse 27, Jesus Christ said, But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. That's Jesus Christ from Luke. It's like taking your car into the mechanic shop and the mechanic says, What's it doing? And you tell him, Well, it's acting kind of funny, like it wants to run out of gas, but I've got a full tank of gas. Your car is not acting the way it should. Or how many parents have told their children to stop acting up? Meaning, don't be so destructive. Act nice. Be nice. Play nice. It's acting and acting bad that gets us into trouble. Like Jesus Christ said, it's what comes from within us that defiles us. When we are acting as followers of Christ should by following the three core commandments of Jesus Christ, love one another, love your enemies, and love your neighbor as yourself, then we're acting as we ought to act, as we should act as followers of Jesus Christ. When we put signs in front of our church saying something about a presidential candidate that we know is untrue, even if we don't like that candidate, then we're not acting like followers of Jesus Christ. We're not doing what Jesus Christ has commanded us to do, love one another. I read a story the other day, April 30th, on the Huffington Post, written by Chris Kelly, that said, America is number one in Bibles. America is number one in owning Bibles and in reading our Bibles. And yet, America is number 37 worldwide in infant mortality. Number 37 worldwide in infant mortality. Actually, the infant mortality rate that I looked up for 2007 was on www.infoplease.com, and the United States was number 41. Now, we're ahead of Uzbekistan and the Central African Republic and Somalia. But you know who was ahead of us in infant mortality? Better off than us in infant mortality? Less infants die? Finland and France. Now, you might expect that. But how about Hong Kong and Singapore and Slovenia and the Czech Republic? Ahead of us in infant mortality? And yet we're number one in Bible reading and Bible owning. Is this a nation acting like a Christian nation? You have to ask yourself the question, if we own more Bibles than any other nation in the world, and we read our Bibles more than any other nation in the world, how in the world can we be number 37 in the world on infant mortality? Especially when Jesus Christ said, in Mark chapter 10, verse 14, let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. We're not acting like Christians with a statistic like that. We're not being very Christian, are we? Perhaps we've forgotten this business about Jesus Christ being our, quote, personal Savior, unquote. Maybe we've forgotten that for the nation to act like Christ, I have to first act like Christ. Each of us individually have to first act like Christ. There's the story of the dad who took his son to work with him on a Saturday, and he had a weekend work to do and thought it would be great for his son to go along. But when they got to the office, he wanted to give his son something to do to occupy his time while the dad worked. So this dad was very creative, so he took a big page of a world map out of an almanac and cut it up for his son to use as a puzzle, kind of a geography puzzle. The dad was sure that this would keep his son occupied and happy for at least a couple of hours while he got some work done in the office. So the son and the homemade puzzle went into the next room, and the dad got to work. No more than 5 minutes had passed, and the son knocked at the door. The dad answered, and there his son was with the puzzle taped back together. 5 minutes, I'm telling you. Not 2 hours, as the father had expected, but 5 minutes. And the puzzle of the map of the world was right, too. He asked his son, "How did you get this so fast?" And the son, turning the page over to show the face of Abraham Lincoln on the back of the world map, said, "I saw the face of the man, and Dad, I knew if I got the man right, I'd have the world right. If I got the man right, I'd have the world right." So we may blame Obama, the presidential candidate, for Osama the terrorist. We certainly don't get them mixed up. Barack Obama is no Muslim and no terrorist, and yet some don't like this man, so they put the world's evil on him, put the evil of Osama bin Laden on Barack Obama. And some Christians want to blame God for Katrina, and they want to blame it on America, not themselves, and how they are acting. Are they acting as Jesus Christ would want them to act? Or are they just blaming whoever is convenient and down at the moment for their sins, for their faults? Doesn't it come down to us individually, how we act as Christians one by one, not how our neighbor acts or our enemy acts or how the preacher acts, but how we act, how I act, how you individually act? Am I a Hollywood Christian just acting the part, or do I actually act like a follower of Jesus Christ? When all is said and done, if you get the man right, you get the world right. If you act like Christ, you, not someone else, but you and your actions act like Christ, then the world will be right, no matter what your neighbor does, no matter who the president is, because in the end, acting is a very, very personal thing. Only you can act. Are you acting like Christ? Or are you just a Hollywood Christian? Let us pray. O God, Father in heaven, from whom comes the light of all the universe, the Lord God that created the largest galaxy in the universe, who also created the smallest grain of sand, lovingly created me. The hands of the Lord God are here in my heart and there in the sunshine. The Lord is everywhere there is good. My God is the warmth that holds and protects me when there is danger. My God is eternal, and I am just a wisp of smoke. But God created me forever ago, and forever He will let me live through His grace almighty. The Lord God's purity and love will cure the evil injustice that we humans do to God's creation, God's creatures, and God's other children. O God, we worship your goodness and your mercy and your generosity, and we fear your wrath. Give us the courage to follow the commandments of your loving Son, Jesus Christ, as he said for us to love one another and love your neighbor as yourself and love your enemies. In Jesus Christ's precious name we pray. Amen. Now, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you're still part of the evil and the sinful world, you can change that right now. In the blink of an eye, you can have God help you hear the words of Jesus Christ. You can do that right now, right here on the radio, no matter what is in your past. And it cannot be as bad as my past. Trust me. If you if you can become a follower of Jesus Christ right now in the twinkling of an eye, and if you're already a born-again Christian and have gone back to sinful ways, to barring from the church house doors those that may need God the most, to seeking power in this world and all of its false wealth, if your light for Jesus Christ has gone out, ask for forgiveness now. Pray with me right now, all of you. It just doesn't have to be exactly like this, but pray with me right now. Oh, Heavenly Father, please give me the courage to live the life Jesus Christ has for me by learning to love those around me. Save me from being lost and being dead in my soul. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. I'd like to salute all you men and women on the way to Iraq and Afghanistan or just coming home, perhaps someday soon in this year of 2008, as we Christians all over the world unite in the cause of the Prince of Peace, we can have all those fighting in wars go home safely. Good luck and Godspeed to you all. If you have a favorite religious song you'd like me to close the program with, please let me know. Today's song is entitled You'll Never Walk Alone, and here's the one and only, the king to sing it. Here's Elvis.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blow, walk on, walk on, with a hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll walk on, walk on, with a hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone.
That's Elvis Presley. You'll never walk alone. And I play that for Mr. Reed Hampton of Fort Worth. Please pray with me one more time. Heavenly Father, keep us all safe until we meet again. Keep watch over us and keep our hearts full of Jesus Christ's love. In His name I pray. Amen. This is program number 817, titled Hollywood Christians. If you'd like a copy of this program, please write to us at the Jesus Christ Said Ministry, Post Office Box 162712, Fort Worth, Texas, 76161. Until next time, this is David Perkins saying so long, I'll see you in church, and be sure to love one another. That's what Jesus Christ said.
From Fort Worth, Texas, you've been listening to the Jesus Christ Said radio ministry. If you'd like to hear past sermons, please go to our website, www.JesusChristSaid.com. This is George Thomas saying thank you for listening, and God bless you.